Under the Bus. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has become the GOP's punching bag.
We stand as Democrats ready to be accountable to the American people.
The GOP has a Fire Pelosi bus tour, which you'd expect. But look at this. It's not just Republicans. In Tennessee, Democratic candidate Brett Carter wrote Pelosi a letter saying she should step down as Speaker. In North Carolina, Democrat Mike McIntyre says in his ad, "I don't work for Nancy Pelosi." Ouch. Looks like the party's in disarray. Except the job of a speaker, any speaker, is to get members of his or her party elected, because that's how you get reelected as speaker, 50% plus one. I ran for Congress once, and when Nancy Pelosi came to campaign for me, we had a little talk about where I differed with her, and she waved it off. And she said, "If you have to run against me to win, you do it." That's why I don't automatically hate all politicians. I know a little about what it takes. It takes a thick skin, and not just you, but your whole family, which will turn on the radio and hear you slime. They'll turn on the TV and see pictures of you that look like mugshots. Every 2 years, you have to channel your inner masochist. And I think that's one of the reasons politicians can lose touch. They're so used to tuning out the noise, it's easy to tune out the message, too. And being thrown under the bus is part of the job, especially for a Speaker of the House, who has to be ready to do whatever it takes to get her party on top, even if it means the name of some tire company is embossed on her back. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.